And I was hoping for a little different audience this morning. As announced, Reuben and Lynn could not be here. They are new in the Lord. And I was going to talk about Jesus Christ, kind of the things about Him. And I just don't feel like doing that at this time. Other was about Christians. But William's lesson this morning was very good, and he gave us some real good thoughts. But I thought I would talk about kind of what's been on my mind lately. And I don't like that it's on my mind. But it's about worry. I do know that every 4 years, when election time comes, I seem to get a little bit down, because you start hearing different platforms that these politicians are standing on and agendas that they want to present. And then you start seeing things about people that lack very much, lack common sense, the things they say. And you start realizing that poor choices could lead to possible very dim circumstances. So it gets me down in election time. It always does. And here lately in our congregation, we've had sick members. We've had members that have taken treatments. We've had members that had great-grandchildren that wasn't well. We've had a member that had a stroke. We lost a member. And I know that they're concerned, they're grieving, they're hurting, they're worried, and I worry along with them. We also have wayward children, not only my children, but others, and I know the consequences of that, and that bothers me. I have friends, you may have friends also, that are going through divorce. I even told the one that told me about it, I said, if you want me to, I'll talk to your wife. No, it's over with. So I'm worried about that. I had a son-in-law that got laid off last week, been working for a company in the oil industry for a long time. And politics does play with that. I have a feeling that if the right person wins, that our oil industry will come back, and they'll probably be hired back and make more money than he did before. But if not, he might have to seek a different type of engineering type work. Speaking of layoffs, back in my time, I was laid off 3 times from my work. And of course, I did worry. I was very concerned what was going to happen. And I did all I could to do before the layoff, like trying to get as much pay for as I could, make what debts I had left payable that I could manage with a meager amount of money. And I started cutting back, put up a clothesline, no more dryer. I was doing those things. But you know what happened? Each time that happened, those 3 times, things turned out better than it was before. A better atmosphere to work in, more money, and it was just better. So we have these on and off things that happen to us, troubles of all kinds. And even our bodies. I'm realizing now at fixing to be 73 years old that this body does not do things it used to do. It can't do it. It does not tolerate the heat like it used to. That could be some of Rich's problems at this time, even though he's not as old as I am. He has been working in the heat. These bodies just don't work that way anymore. They don't move like they used to. And that does concern me. Because I got obligations and things to do. On this election thing, I'm trying to tell myself that there's no need to worry about it. All you can really do is vote and campaign. And the rest will be history. And whatever happens, we'll have to live with it. And hope the best way we can. So I tell myself that all the time. And I realize that worrying will not get me anywhere. It really brings you down. It makes you depressed. It can make you sick. In Matthew chapter 6, that's a place you go to read about being anxious or worrying. And Jesus said these words. He said, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them." And I have often thought about those little birds. That is so true, what Jesus said. They're not doing all these things, but all they have to do is just do what they can, and they'll find something to eat. God has made that possible. He said, "Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" So maybe that's something I need to work on to stop this worry. Maybe a little more faith. "Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." And I think if I wasn't a Christian, that the wheels would come off my car. I figure it would. Or if I just didn't care anymore and it went with the rest of the world. But I am a Christian, and I should have faith that things will work out, that the Lord is on my side. And before that layoff, those three layoffs I suffered, there was worry there. But afterwards, after the layoff happened, I was busy doing what I could do. And I wasn't worried. I really wasn't. Because I was doing something. I was managing things best I could. And like I said, things got better. I heard something the other day. Maybe it's the reason I had the thought about worry. But I want to read a story to you. It says a man was going into the city one day and he met death. He asked him, "What are you doing here?" "This," said, "I'm going into this city because 100 people are going to die today." The man said, "That's horrible." To which death replied, "I'm sorry, but that's the way it is." The man thought he needed to warn the city of death's plan. So he went in and put up posters, and he went through the streets shouting, "Death is coming today, and 100 people are going to die." The day was coming to an end, and as the man was leaving the city, he met death again. And he said, "You lied. 1,000 people died in the city today." To which death replied, "I kept my word. Only 100 died because of me. The rest died from worry." The man going through the city, on warning that death is coming and 100 people are going to die. The rest died because of worry.
Yeah.
And death and worry will get you down. And it may even lead you. That's what this story was talking about. I'm a little bit handicapped today that I'm using this phone. But I think right now it's better than using that Bible with these dead fingers, because those pages are so thin, I can't grab them. So I'll try to navigate here the best I can. But there should be some scripture that is reassuring to us concerning about not being worried about things. I think it's Isaiah 41, verse 10.
There, let's up here if you want.
Sir? There you go. Yeah, it's probably bigger than mine. See what I can do with this. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." That is reassuring. Also, John chapter 14 and verse 27. "Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Again, Jesus said those words. He wants us to have peace, but we must be trusting in Him to have it. For trusting in the world and concerned about the things of the world, we won't have that peace. We will be at work. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it." That's good. That's a promise. He'll give us a way of escape if we're busy looking for it. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worth to praise, think about these things." Think about those. And lastly, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 9. "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. Be sober-minded, Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him. Firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. We all suffer. Our brothers and sisters all have their problems, their temptation. There are people sick. There are people wandering away from the Lord. We must not let ourselves worry ourselves down and give that devil an opportunity to come in and devour us. We must be faithful. We must realize Jesus gives us a way to escape. I got to thinking about this election, Dennis, and I got to thinking about what I can do. I done told you it's vote and campaign. Well, the Christian life is kind of like voting. Do what you can do. That's by staying faithful and campaign for Christ. Tell others about Him. And stay busy. Stay busy. That's what keeps you from worrying. Stand busy. Idleness is the devil's workshop. I do know that there's others worrying at this time. And I know sometimes it's inherited. My mother had a problem with depression. And I may have some brothers that do. I'm thinking I don't. I'm thinking it's a concern, but I do find myself very concerned sometimes. I don't think it's got me down yet, but it could if I didn't watch out. And it can do the same thing to you if you don't watch out. So hopefully this evening, by sharing the thoughts I have about what I'm seeing going on and what men experience in our congregation, the troubles we've been having, we can overcome them. I guess you say, I preach it for myself, but I hope it rubs off on you. If we can help anyone at this time, come to Jesus. Let Him take care of it. I know in one of the lessons I prepared, He is the Prince of Peace. He is the chief shepherd. He is God Himself. And He loves us. He died for us. So don't pass the opportunity, if you have a need, to be closer to Him. Having that peace of knowing everything is okay with your soul. If you lose your soul, you've lost everything. That is something to worry about. Losing your soul. Jesus does not want that to happen. That's why He died. If we can help you, please come as we stand and sing this hymn.